Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky beef cattle industry remains strong despite stagnant prices. Tim Dietrich with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture says product demand continues to be strong across the state.
We're going through some times of prices maybe not being exactly what we want, but still it's a strong product. I mean, we've got our Beef Solutions Kentucky ground beef product on the shelves in a lot of Kroger right now, and that's going well for us.
Dietrich adds the certified precondition for health or CPH sales continue to be good for Kentucky farmers.
I grade the majority of the CPH sales in the state. We still continue to see that being advantageous for the smaller producer to be able to group those cattle together with other producers and sell in bigger numbers and get a price advantage there.
He notes the quality of cattle have continued to increase during his more than 20 years at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
Over the years, the quality, just overall quality of Kentucky cattle has improved immensely through a lot of different efforts. I think the cost share on the genetics program through the Ag Development Board and the funds available to producers there has helped immensely, along with education. UK does a great job in educating producers on improving genetics and better management practices and being able to market them through avenues like CPH 45.
We'll continue talking cattle in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Kentucky Department of Ag's Tim Dietrich says Kentucky ground beef continues to add value to the product.
The product has been received well. It's in Kroger stores. It's a pretty good process. A lot of producers wanting to be involved. If you want to do that, you get in touch with the Beef Network folks, Dan Miller, and he'll put you on a waiting list to get in there. I think still processing about 13 head a week is where they're at right now.
And he notes the beef from Kentucky is hitting home with consumers.
We find more and more consumers, maybe not everybody, but a growing number of consumers like to know where their food comes from. And they like the fact that this is a branded Kentucky product.
Dietrich adds cattle numbers remain strong across the bluegrass as well.
No significant changes up or down as far as cow numbers in Kentucky.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.